ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A change to U.S. and Canadian immigration policies.
The United States and Canada will work together to discourage unlawful border crossings.
President Biden and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau making the announcement in Ottawa would allow Canada to send undocumented migrants who cross America's northern border to be sent back to the U.S. The Pentagon will not rule out a new round of U.S. airstrikes in response to the deadly drone attack on a U.S. military base in Syria.
Initial indications are that the facilities were destroyed. In regards to any militant casualties, we're still assessing.
Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, the NYPD, confirming an envelope of white powder was sent to the New York City courthouse where a grand jury has been meeting to consider criminal charges against former President Trump. It was addressed to Alvin, an apparent reference to DA Alvin Bragg. Four former Memphis police officers charged in the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols can no longer work in law enforcement in Tennessee. That ruling today. This is ABC News. Waukegan, Illinois police this morning ended their search for a missing Navy sailor, Seamus Gray. The 21-year-old disappeared Saturday night after he was asked to leave a bar after appearing drunk. Security cameras later showed Gray walking alone through an alley toward Lake Michigan. Waukegan Police Commander Scott Chastain says the investigation will go on, even if the search is over.
We're not going to stop our efforts and our investigation. Our investigator is definitely going to continue. If we develop any other leads, we definitely will be coming back out if that's what our leads takes us to. At this time, though, we just felt we've hit everything we can.
New York State Governor Kathy Hochul moving to ban gas hookups in new homes with the goal of reducing carbon emissions. The proposed ban would start with smaller buildings in 2025 and larger ones by 2028. Existing homes would still be able to use their gas appliances. A second proposal would ban gas or oil-powered home heating starting in 2030. Worn-out furnaces would have to be replaced with electric ones. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mavnair. Here's what you need to know. Conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly says he's not bothered that one of his most vocal supporters has ties to the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. Conservative activist Scott Pressler planned several Stop the Steal rallies promoting false claims about the 2020 election and was on the grounds of the Capitol January 6th, 2021. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting that Virginia native is campaigning in Wisconsin on Kelly's behalf. Kelly says, quote, "I don't ask people to sit for an examination before they help me. I don't ask them what their backgrounds are. I'll take their help any day of the week," unquote. Kelly faces off against liberal judge Janet Protasiewicz on April 4th. The Tavern League holding its annual spring conference in Stevens Point April 3rd through April 6th. The 70 local leagues will have members attending to represent every county in the state. I'm Jane Mattenair. This is Civic Media News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Solidarity Realty Studio. It's outside the pizza box. That means it's Friday night and you turned on the radio to 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Welcome, Evo. I was listening. You're right, man. You guys were busy. You were jamming last hour.
Yeah, it was all day long, man. Well, you know, it's only 2 hours, but yeah, we were kicking it old school, taking calls.
Well, that's the fastest two-hour radio show, and this is the fastest one-hour radio show. But I got to tell you that the impending doom that I feel all the time, it's arrived, man. It's arrived. I don't know if you saw it. There's like two things that threaten our children and our grandchildren's future more than anything.
And they're both TikTok.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's climate change and legislators across the entire planet, because I just watched so the Daily Beast, I read the article about the most recent UN report on climate change. Before I get to that, I'm like, look what's been going on. It's not uncommon for Wisconsin to have snow during, you know, all these winter months, correct? But to watch it land disappear 6 inches every Thursday. Oh, it did. It got us on Thursday again, didn't it? It was just a little bit, but it's like, all right, and I'm watching these birds, and I know bird talk, and they're pissed, okay? I'm like, hey, man. You know, now I look across the street there. There's still snowbanks from all the, you know, 6 to 8 inches that comes on every Thursday or every other Thursday. That's all that's left again. So basically nothing, but I'm out there putting the bird feeder, you know, filling it up, getting ready to fill the bird bath because, yeah, they need water. Now it's drying up a little bit and it's not really that cold. Or will it be tomorrow, right? But there's no birds,
dude. We're getting
dude.
A ton of snow this weekend.
There's no birds, okay? And everybody keeps telling me, oh, yeah, there is. We got birds. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Mike,
you're right.
Birds are not real.
Yeah, they aren't. You're right.
They're not real, man.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy, man.
Their batteries are dying. That's what's happening. But I've seen and heard some of the most ridiculous stuff this week from all walks of life, man. I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm the only one that's sitting here going, dude, oh man, we are, you know, deforestation. Okay. Well, tied in with deregulation, right? What we need to do, folks, is de-Reaganize the country. Bring it back to where it was before Ronald Reagan. Oh, yes, I know some of you Republicans think you're so funny. And a lot of, what was that? The Democrats that voted for Ronald Reagan. Huh? First of all, if you're a Democrat, you never vote Republican. And if you go further, you don't let your friends vote Republican. And if they do vote Republican, you're not friends anymore. You're now just acquaintances. Isn't that right, CJ? By the way, anybody wants to call in, it's 844-967-2789. And since it is Friday night, every time that we do this show, feel free to, you know, call in and talk about whatever you had happened this week. Right? But I'm bumming because, yeah, there's some cardinals, yeah, there's some robins, there's some sparrows, and there's some finches. But it's not very loud, people. I can hear the kids across the street playing more than the birds in the morning. And that, you know, I guess if you didn't pay attention and you're at least 60 years old and you don't notice how quiet it is now compared to what it was when we were growing up and even into our young adult years and then into our 40s. And here we are in our 60s, sitting back and watching this happen and playing politics. So these scientists are now like, the frustrating part is it starts out that turns out none of the nations that agreed to reduce their, emissions, their pollution, right? To reduce their pollution are meeting the standards that they set to try and reduce this by 2050 or whatever, carbon neutral by 2050. And the scientists are like, I hate to tell you, but it turns out this is going faster than we thought, even more than we thought than the last time that we thought, than the more time than we thought. Okay? Faster and faster and faster. And we're probably not going to be able to even stop or reverse climate change. What we have to do now is try to minimize, prepare, and adapt for it. Really? Wow, that's kind of like heavy stuff, right? It's almost like watching a movie. It's almost like watching a movie and you can't believe your eyes, right? You're like, oh, I'm glad this is a movie because these people are really stupid, man. I can't believe this is happening. Ah, I see phone calls. Yeah, now I see it. Okay, let me open up this screen here. I don't know what happened to you. But anyhow, there we go. Now I've got the screen on. Well, I can't see anything, so I'll let Evo work that out. But every day this goes faster and faster and faster and faster. And I don't think we're going to be able to stop it. So now what are people talking about? Same stuff they're always talking about. Gender issues. Here in Wisconsin, the Republicans, oh, yeah, let's say here comes Evers' proposal for the budget. Well, that's over and done with. You can't even get started. And then you get to some clown Republican, Andre Jacques, who barely survived COVID, whose family is divided just like everybody else's family is divided on politics. I wouldn't say my family's divided over politics. Nobody votes Republican. But we're divided on things like, how far can we go? Let's not go too far. Now, I got to tell you, when you compromise with wrong for decade after decade after decade, well, for centuries, since the beginning of time, bad things happen. Bad things happen. There's no half wrong. If you compromise with wrong, you're totally wrong. No more so than when it comes to poverty and the effects of poverty on all of us, not just the people that are starving to death, right, or choking on the pollution that they have to deal with in their poor communities. mostly non-white communities. But it don't matter now. If you're poor and you're white, or if you live with these people and you love them and your family's together and things like that, then they don't care about you. But I don't understand. Republican voters voting for extinction. Because that's what you're doing. And if you're not standing up for people that are poor at this point, you're like really, really bending over and laying down for the wealthy and the extinction process. The fossil fuel companies, okay? And no more. Listen to where we are right now. And we got, what are we? Our biggest user of fossil fuels is the military. Right? So right about now, when I really get mad when I see this clown in North Korea, and now he's bragging about, hey, man, we just fired something into the ocean that's going to, you know, create like tidal waves and tsunamis and stuff for people's navies and shorelines. And I'm like, well, that's really a good idea there, dictator. I guess he doesn't pay much attention to climate change because must not have the same issues there in Korea. Oh, boy, really? We only got one planet, people. And at this point, we've already shown that wind, solar, water, all those things, all those the natural things that were given to us on this beautiful planet that you all believe was created by this God, and yet you're doing everything to destroy what the God you're so endowed to created. Time's running out, yeah. So how do we battle this, you guys? We the people are, if we were supposed to have all the power, and we know we don't have any power in D.C. or in our state capitals, right? Yeah? By the people, of the people, by the people, for the people. None of that's going on right now for the majority of us. So there are other ways that we the people can use our power to stop the direction that we're going in. Instead of playing politics, man, you cannot play politics anymore. You have to take it personal. It's just bumming me out. It gets worse every day. People talk like that. And then what, we're lining up for another round of old white guy versus old orange guy that's all pitted out and nasty and waiting to be arrested and none of that's happening, man. Yeah. Hey, we keep going this way? Yeah. You'll be able to see. Madness, you dwell. You'll have to face the things that should not be, man. Right now, we're allowing the things that should not be. Just a handful of people. Just a small percentage of people making all the decisions for us. And here we are fighting amongst each other over the dumbest things. Over culture. These culture wars that Donald Trump started. Well, it was started long before that. And, you know, in fact, when you live in a racist country, when you were established on racism and destroying everybody else's culture, and now you're whining about your culture being threatened to the poor white guy. By the way, I am a poor white guy, because I want to be. It's not about being rich, man. It's about, well, it's about being rich in heart and soul. We'll be back.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood, replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance of flurries tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows around 26. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow. Highs around 38. Overcast. Lows dip down to about 25. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies. Sunday, clouds on the increase. By Monday, highs in the low 40s. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Bad screen again, man. Nothing but. But now I can do this, okay? But how are we going to fight these monster corporations and evil legislators and, man, I already cut, you know, before my mom died, I told her we got to start doing things to, you know, your great-grandchildren, my grandchildren, my children, all the way down the line. So we got the solar done. Then I got rid of the, you know, the pesticide guy for the yard and stuff. No, oh, I need some bugs here. These birds are hungry, man. Once again, 844-967-2789. And I, yeah, the weather again? What's going on? Is it supposed to, like, snow or nobody knows? They're like, well, it might go here and it might go there. And it's 40-some degrees and it's going to go down to 32. Well, so far, I've noticed just about every time it snowed that 4 to 8 inches, it was like, it was 32 degrees, and then it got cold after that and turned into ice again. This is bogus, man. It's not supposed to go back and forth. And that's fooling Mother Nature, too. I'm telling you, they go by the season, which is, you know, warm weather, snow's melting. Hey, it must be time to go. They don't have calendars. But when they get here, you know, it might be the same time that it was, you know, all these years, except for one thing. They don't know that there's a snowstorm coming tomorrow. 20-inch that hit Wisconsin in April a few years ago. Killed all these songbirds and stuff that come up here. Maybe that's why it got quiet. Then we had COVID and this human, massive human wave just had to sit down and shut up for a little while. And you saw what happened. Nature thrived. Oh, my God, look at all the turtles that made it to the ocean from the beach this year. I got lions and people. Lions are laying in the streets. Oh, man. Wow, look at, hey, look at, I'm going to go to the phones because I'm kind of tired and I need to drink a coffee. So I'm going to go to Tom out in L.A. What's happening, Tom?
Hey, Mike, first off, ultimately, we the people are the government.
Exactly. I say it all the time now, and I, you know, every time I say it, and I believe in it, by the way, like you do, it makes me thank you, but I'm not trying to steal it from you. I agree with you.
No, it's absolutely the truth. Everyone needs to be saying that. And what I would say is that, I mean, look, we've had about 45 degrees here in Southern California for the past month. So I would tell you that climate catastrophe is here.
Yes.
And it is it's exactly what Al Gore said in An Inconvenient Truth, where he talked about the weather patterns, how they were going to become more extreme, and we're definitely hitting that. We're going to be just filled with mosquitoes this year, and the number of different diseases that probably will come from this climate catastrophe is just going to be unbelievable. So I guess my solution is everyone, instead of throwing bombs and instead of doing all this stuff with this war that makes absolutely no sense to anybody, I say that we start having the war against the rich, and we start this war starting this weekend in terms of making sure that this is a class war, and us in the 90% really and truly figure out a way to go against the 1%, because I'll tell you what, they eat us up alive with their little social issues and all of this. And you have to remember, I mean, the average person out there in Wisconsin, as an example, is making, two people with two children are making about $60,000 a year, if that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to pay $16,000 for taxes, $16,000 for the mortgage, $16,000 for child care, and $16,000 for medical, for health care.
Right.
Well, that's a $64,000, and then there's a $60,000 is all you're getting paid. So please, some of you geniuses out there on the Republican side of the aisle, tell me, you're already at a deficit of $4,000. You haven't paid your student loans. You haven't paid for food, clothing, food and clothing. Tell us, what is it that you think we're supposed to do? What is it that you think people are supposed to do with that? And big corporations, what do you think people are supposed to do with that? We need to raise the minimum wage, we need a living wage, and we need Medicare for all, child care for all. You know, it's very, very simple. Put it on a whiteboard and you know, follow it.
Exactly.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, and I'll say some more when we come back, Tom, because it sounds like we're, well, anyway, the things I believe in is, you know, smaller, manageable ag instead of big ag. Like when I was growing up, we had our own dairies. We didn't have to truck
stuff all the way.
Yeah. I mean, everything. Plant trees and gardens.
Yep.
Feed nature.
And
deforestation and human fraud, Tom.
Mike, remember this too. The Republicans want to talk about local government. First thing they do is they want the CAFOs.
Local government.
And being run as the state of Wisconsin down at the state level. What happened to the local control?
They took it away from us from 2012 on. Thanks a lot, Tom. We'll be back in a minute, and we'll talk to Joanne. Thanks.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A change to U.S. and Canadian immigration policies.
The United States and Canada will work together to discourage unlawful border crossings.
President Biden and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau making the announcement in Ottawa. It will allow Canada to send undocumented migrants who cross America's northern border to be sent back to the U.S. The Pentagon will not rule out a new round of U.S. airstrikes in response to the deadly drone attack on a U.S. military base in Syria.
Initial indications are that the facilities were destroyed. In regards to any militant casualties, we're still assessing.
Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, the NYPD confirming an envelope of white powder was sent to the New York City courthouse where a grand jury has been meeting to consider criminal charges against former President Trump. It was addressed to Alvin. apparent reference to DA Alvin Bragg. Four former Memphis police officers charged in the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols can no longer work in law enforcement in Tennessee. That ruling today. This is ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Unemployment in Wisconsin is at a record low, 2.7%. That's down from 2.9% in January. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the number of people looking for work in the state dropped to 82,900, which is also a record low. Almost 3 million people are working in Wisconsin. That's a record high. Governor Evers' proposed budget would lead to an overall increase in taxes and fees. The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the net increase would add up to more than $108 million. WisPolitics.com reports the proposed tax increases would overshadow the tax cuts in Evers' budget. Majority Republicans are working on their own budget. In sports, the Bucks are at Utah tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, you know, he's a 513. He's a May 13th baby. Oh, there's a few people that say it as well as Stevie. One of them's Joanne in Madison. How's it going, Joanne?
Oh, fantastic. Great show. You've got some Brainiac calling in right before me. Tom, I don't know how I'm going to get much better than that, but I do have a... I do have a something that he left out. He didn't talk about unions. And that's where we're going to be going because Michigan's way ahead of us now. They got rid of those right to work, those nasty anti-union right to work laws.
Right.
Just the last couple of days, Governor Whitmer signed the bill, and they're back to having friendly, union-friendly and appropriate laws in place rather than the restrictive stuff that we have that our governor from a few years back Walker put into place. So lots of good news from Michigan there.
Well, and another one that goes right along with that are co-ops. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, like for farming and just everything. We could do manufacturing, clothes and shoes. We could go back, Joanne, we could go back to the 60s and 70s. Yay!
We should go back to bartering and making do with what we have and repairing things. I actually saw a shoe repair place finally, so I can get my shoes repaired rather than just throw them out. So again, there's lots of ways we could become more friendly to each other and interactive. I got one more piece of good news.
Yes. Because we need it. Because we really need it, no doubt.
Yeah, oh, I'm looking for good news for your show. I save it, so I don't use it for the other shows. But the whole Minnesota trip. I mean, we're kind of a fascist sandwich here between Minnesota and Michigan. They're doing all this great stuff, and we're way behind here. And so Michigan, I mean, I just talked about Michigan, but Minnesota is allowing for free breakfast and lunch for school kids, and it doesn't cost that much.
Well, my dad did that. My dad did that in Madison schools back in, like, the 70s. And then Reagan came along and of course, canned all that stuff because, yeah, you know, just like Glenn Grossman said, people should work for food, you know, like he does.
It's just that's just wrong. I mean, to lay trips on kids and all that extra stress. You know, when our moms had to, you know, fish out enough change, so we could pay for the school lunches and all of that. That was just wrong. I mean, it's so much accounting. You know, and it's so much bother to hire somebody to do the accounting. It's cheaper to just to give the food out to the kids, and make sure everybody has it. Nobody's shamed that they're. That they can't pay for the school lunches. They get a special reduced price tag or something like that. So, again, I don't know, which way are we going to go? Are we going to go left or right? Are we going to go toward Michigan or are we going to go toward Minnesota? But whatever it is, we can't go. Oh, but Minnesota doesn't have marijuana, good marijuana laws.
Yes, they do. They legalized. Yes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's like the little triangle here or the little V, okay, for vengeance or whatever. But you got Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan, and then you got Wisconsin at the top of the fascist, racist little triangle down to Iowa and down to Indiana. Isn't that something?
It is so strange. I can't even
It's like a little star. Oh, a little pentagram or something. Yeah.
We're Mississippi. There you go. And I'll tell you, if it wasn't for your show, I wouldn't look forward to Friday night. So,
oh, thanks a lot.
I'm going to let some other brainiac call in with good news.
All right, thanks.
And I love the bird reports. Keep the bird reports going. Because
yeah, well.
Keep an eye on the critters.
Okay, thanks. And I'm looking.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. I haven't seen the white turkey, the female white turkey that, you know, I've noticed like a number of times now. And it's really easy to see when there's like 50 other brown females around her, and then, but you know what, yeah, I see things, I guess, that other people don't see, but, you know, these people, what would Jesus do? Would he starve these kids at school? Come on, this is bogus. You know, the Republicans have you believe Scott Walker, well, Jesus would teach a guy to fish instead of being a lazy bastard, right? Well, he didn't teach you, Scott. We saw you fishing. We saw you trying to hunt and fish. Well, we know you did the Harley thing, you know, with 20... What, state patrol guys all around you? On top of being a total D-bag, he was, you know, a clown. Yeah, well, let's go to somebody else that's cool. Let's go to Mary in Wauwatosa.
Hi, Pizza Box.
Hi.
And I want to bring it back to climate change. And the threat of climate change is pretty startling as I think about what we're hearing from the scientists. So life on planet Earth started out as very simple life forms, vegetation being primary, and it looks like we're headed back to those life forms as we wipe out the higher forms of animals, and guess what, we humans. If you ever tried to eliminate the weeds in your garden, you can bet that vegetation is going to survive and thrive, you know, the destruction that's going on right now. And the outlook is pretty dim, pretty dismal if humans don't get their priorities right. Keep up your good messaging, Pizza Bucks. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks again for listening and calling on Friday night, which, you know, thanks, Mary. But what else you got to do on Friday nights now, too? This is just awful. But the older you get, the more you like to stay home, I think. I don't know. That's the way it is for me. But I got cats. And I'm just wondering, what is it that people, what are they doing? What are they thinking that this is just something we can ignore, right? And it'll go away. It's not going to. It's going to get worse, man. It gets worse by the hour. I'm tired, man, because I had hope for a little while. But then when I see the scientists saying, well, now we got to try and get this all done by 2035. 2035, they made a deal to do it by 2050. All these nations, all these great nations with great leaders, including the United States, no matter who it is or who it's been for decades. Jimmy Carter, last good president, okay? Last man of the people. The last guy that didn't do it for money or fame. I can't, you know, maybe they didn't start out that way, but hey, they're taking $400,000, $450,000, whatever. They get increases, man, with the rate of inflation. They're all millionaires, but they deserve to get Secret Service and an extra $400,000 or $500,000 every year and all the benefits and all the glory, right? And nobody's above the law, and there's no elitism on either side of the fence, right? Both sides are cool. No, man, there shouldn't be sides when we're talking about people coming together to try and make a nation. There's no sides unless you want another civil war again. Here we go. Yay. Well, I got news for you. Down there in Florida, passing these dumbass laws to the Stop Woke Law. Come on. This is getting bad. I mean, worse. I mean, worser. I mean, worsest. When does it end? Well, I tell you where it ends. It ends with hundreds of thousands of species going extinct. And then we're next. You got time to take Rico or not? All right, Rico, out in Rock County.
Yeah, buddy, we got
I heard you won tickets to go to the show, man. I'll see you because I got invited by a fine friend of mine.
Oh, cool. Looking forward to that, buddy.
I was going to say, well, Charlie told me I could just come in and he'll open the door for me, but I don't even know him. So, Charlie Barron said yes.
Yeah. I was just thinking about being on this non-legal marijuana island that we seem to live on. And, you know.
We're at the tip of the non-legal. Hey, we're at the tip of the non-legal mountain in America. We're at the top, right there, the little cone head.
Yeah, and speaking of those tickets, and I started thinking about the most Wisconsin things, and, you know, since these guys want to regress instead of progress, I'm thinking, you know what, we need to go back to the late 70s, man, and maybe we ought to all just kind of meet up there on the old courthouse lawn and do the old good old Wisconsin smoking. Those are some good days.
Well, you don't do that every day?
Well, yeah, but not on the courthouse lawn with the thousands and thousands of other people.
Well, I think they still do that every year coming up State Street, and it's coming up.
Is that still on?
Oh yeah, and then there's 420.
Man,
you know,
I missed it.
420. That's coming up. There'll be a big. That's 420 day. Yeah, they smoke on that day. Nobody cares anymore.
Yeah, and that's why I like listening to guys like you. You let me in on the action. I didn't know that. I mean, I thought they gave it up. I'll be there next time.
Well, I tell you, anything else, Rico? Nope. Well, thanks.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff, but move on.
All right, yeah, well, it won't be long before we get to that last break, but thanks again. But, no, hey, listen, there's a lot of people that vote Republican that like marijuana. And the more of it that they smoke, the more comfortable I feel around them. Okay, the less they smoke, the more they drink, the more they listen to racism on the radio and TV, the less I want to be around them. And I'm really starting to think, like, wow, you know, this is like trying to find a way to be able to, you know, take over my mom's house with, you know, my son and his family, whatever. That's what I want to do. And then I start thinking about it, and I'm like, look at the interest rates on these loans. And so this is the worst time to be trying to do that. And then I'm starting to think, well, you know what? Maybe we should just, like, go to some place where, you know, you got our own little well, And so you got our own water. You don't have to rely on the city or anything, and including one of those, you have a utility shed with one of those crank little pumps in there, a little handle on the pump. Or maybe you can pump a well outside. All the old stuff that was so cool in the 60s and 70s that, no, that isn't cool enough. We got to, you know, machines everywhere. Cut down all the trees. Drain all the marshes. And just expand and sprawl all across the place. And then leave devastation behind. All these empty strip malls and stuff. And then you put up new strip malls. But what they like to do is tear down all these really cool monumental things. A lot of historic sites. Either move them or tear them down. Put up some steel and glass. We got people that want to be entertained. They want convenience, and they make a lot of money at their jobs. So if you live around this neighborhood, sorry about that, man. We're taking over. Yeah, we're gentrification. So it's not inflation, people. It's expanding in income disparity and poverty. More and more people are getting more wealthy. So wealthy that there's just hardly a way they could ever spend any of this money. And more people are becoming more and more poor. No, I think too far left is probably the answer. When too far right and compromising with wrong for decades, it can only go in one direction. Disaster. It's exploitation, okay? People are building gated, more and more gated communities, man. Racism's just freaking at an all-time high, man. Cops are still killing people after all we've seen and all the protests and all the denial. Man, you think about what happened to Colin Kaepernick, and then I just watched a special with, Mahmoud Abdul Rauf, who was Chris Jackson at one time in college playing with Shaquille O'Neal. One of the best point guards out there. Had a great future, but because he came a Muslim and didn't stand up for the national anthem and talked about slavery, or not slavery, but race, racism and disparity and all that, ended his career, man. History just keeps repeating itself. We're a racist nation. Just awful, man. You wonder why all these Muslim nations, you know, don't want to be like us, man. And then you find out more about the Muslim faith and how it is and how so many of them are helping other people and not what they show us on the news in America. This country sucks, man. Deal with it.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Woot.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance of flurries tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows around 26. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow. Highs around 38. Overcast. Lows dip down to about 25. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies. Sunday, clouds on the increase. By Monday, highs in the low 40s. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton. Go to jeffsguitar.com for all your guitar needs and brand new handmade guitars and lessons and gift certificates. And if you're cool, you could probably pet the dogs. I don't know. Well, anyway. Hey, you know what? According to the Republicans, you know, TikTok is like a danger to all our American children. But not the Republican Party, apparently. Not like Fox News or Newsmax. And then the funny part is watching what supposedly is the Democratic Party, right? The MSNBC and things like that. But that's not, to me, that they don't remind me of Democrats. They kind of remind me of puppets from some movie like They Live. And they're paid all kinds of money to deceive people. And by doing this, and moderate Democrats in the legislators, you know, in legislation, they look so lame and so awful that it's easy to get Republican voters out to vote against that, right? They always call those guys, that's the elitist crowd. But there's nobody in the elitist crowd on both sides, right? Until you can admit that and realize that, you know, this two-party stuff is just killing us, man, and has from the start. It's divisive. So if you're going to, well, hell, if we're going to divide the nation, let's divide it properly. Let's divide it by, what our real demographics are, correct? Hey, Evo, you want to be in my party?
Of course, dude.
All right. You know, we'll figure things out, right?
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Hey, Jake, out in Eureka, you want to be in my party?
Oh, sure. Why not?
See, yeah. Now that's like three pieces of the pie already, and I don't care how many pieces you cut it into. In fact, the more you cut it into, the more you realize it's all us.
Yeah, well, it's hilarious talking about MSNBC and people talking about how they're a bunch of liberal Democrats. I'm sorry. I watch MSNBC, and they're mostly former or current Republicans who just are smart enough to realize that Donald Trump is a fascist, dictator, wannabe Nazi freak, okay? And just because there's so many inbred hillbillies out there who never made it past the fifth grade are too stupid to realize how evil Donald Trump is. While they talk about Christianity, you know, talk about people who are a threat to children. How about the Catholic Church? Let's talk about being a threat to the children. How about the Catholic Church? You know, but the conservatives, they don't want to talk about that.
Well, that's always at the top of these. It's always the people at the top, Jake. So, you know, like, because the church my mom went to, the Catholic Church, she has been affiliated with her whole life. I don't have any problems with that church and the priests and the people in it. But it's always the people making the decisions and making the rules that are the ones that, Yeah, because it's all about power over the people.
Yeah, and of course, they never wanted to actually turn in any of their pedophile priests. They just simply moved them from one church to another while they paid off people in the millions. You know, and that's why so many of these dioceses in the Catholic Church are bankrupt, because there's so many sexual predators they've had in their midst over the years, and were protected by politicians, conservative ones.
Well, yes, and I would include a whole bunch of Democrats in on that too, remember? You know, that defended the church over the people that were, you know, accosted. But hey, listen, you know, MSNBC, throw in the loser Democrats that lost to the Republicans that are in there now, like Claire McCaskill. And yeah, I mean, come on. These are the people we should listen to?
I'm not impressed.
The losers. Yeah, I don't want to listen to the losers club anymore.
Hey, I got a question for you. This is an in-house question.
Yeah.
What are the ratings like? Because when I looked up the ratings on the Civic Media radio station, I saw that, you know, the station you're on in Madison, you know, is like in the top 20 or whatever in the state. But I couldn't find any ratings on the other stations. Are they, you know, registering in the ratings at this point? What's going on with that?
Well, you know what? I can't believe none of these guys, the owners on down the line, have even called me to tell me what's going on with it. No, I don't know, really. I don't know anything about that stuff. And, you know, from my end, I guess it's always been better to just concentrate on doing this 1 hour and let the people that are smart take care of that stuff, Jake. But thanks for asking me.
I hear you. Hey, have a good one, man.
All right. Thanks, man. And, yeah, I hope it warms up a little bit out there in California, because, yeah, I noticed it's been pretty and listen, all our rivers are drying up, but not these rivers in the sky. Now we're gonna need a song about atmospheric rivers in the sky. Oh, what does that mean? Well, it means over the next day and a half, whatever, we're gonna drop a river on your ass. What do you think of that? And that's basically what it is. I don't ever remember hearing about an atmospheric river before the last couple of years. Seriously, where did that term come from? I've heard of water funnels and things like that, you know, hurricanes, tornadoes. I think we're about to witness look, by 2035, if we aren't carbon neutral, ha! How's that going to happen? It's 2023. My mom's house is like the only house in the whole neighborhood that has solar. So, I don't think we're going to get to carbon neutral anytime soon. In fact, like I said, I'd rather live in like a place where I could grow some food and have like storage. You know, like in the old days, you had to dig down into the ground and you had a storage cellar to keep your stuff cold. Maybe we should go back to that, huh? Maybe I should just go back to that manhole cover I've been staking out all these years and get myself set up down there. You know, like Snake Plissken, me, Snake Pizza Box Mike. I thought you were dead. Next guy that says that is going to get slapped around on outside the pizza box probably next Friday again at 7 p.m. because you'll be listening to Mad Radio. Yeah, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Thanks again, Evo. Pizza Box Mike here. And doing this live out of Solidarity Realty Studio. Darcy Haver's pretty cool, man. She's funny, too. And again, always associate yourself with people that are really, really a lot smarter than you. And you'll probably succeed. Until then, man, chill out. But don't chill out, man. Get active. We got to do something. You can't just sit around and vote. And yes, we got to vote for Janet. Next week, I'm going to talk about that, because I think the week after that is the election day. And I'm not happy with how this is going. Should have been Everett Mitchell, man, all the way. See you next time.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer.
For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.